Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council on Monday backed a proposal outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip and urged the Palestinian militants to accept the deal aimed at ending the eight-month-long war.
14 votes in favor, 0 votes against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2735.
Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S. drafted resolution and said in a statement it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the principles of the plan. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the Middle East on Monday, hoping to deliver the ceasefire U.S. President Joe Biden proposed last month. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday shuttled between Cairo and Jerusalem, pushing a proposed truce in Gaza. Blinken first met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
The only party that's not said yes is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Blinken then flew to Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a statement, Netanyahu said his country remained committed to total victory. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday that Blinken's comments were biased toward Israel.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The UN Migration Agency told the Associated Press on Monday the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million as war drives many from their homes. That means more than a quarter of Sudan's population of 47 million have now fled.